What did bats do in winter then, Paul?
Well, once it starts to get cold in the autumn, there aren't any insects for them to eat. So they go into hibernation. That is, they slow down, they effectively go to sleep for the winter, and they won't wake up again until the spring, unless you get a really, really, really mild day or a couple of days in the winter, in which case they might just come out to see if there's anything flying around that they can eat.
So it's not going to be much longer, but we won't be able to see bats until next spring.
No, it's just about finished, but if next time there's a mild night, you might be lucky to see one.
Paul sometimes makes recordings of bats, and he has to use a very special machine called a bat box. So if you listen very carefully now, you'll be able to hear the sounds that bats make. So is there anything that we can do to encourage bats to visit our gardens?
There certainly is, yes. You can, first of all, make the garden a good place for bat food. In other words, you can have things in like garden ponds that insects, particularly at night, gather around and out, hatch out of. And bats often feed around ponds. You can have wild areas of the garden that, again, encourages insects that the bats might feed on. And if you wanted to, you could put up bat boxes if you have any trees or walls, particularly those that face south, because bats like warm places in summer. You can put bat boxes up that look a bit like bird boxes, but without the hole. And bats get inside them, and sometimes they can use them to have babies. They can use them just as places to hang out during the day. And that way you'll ensure that you've got bats in your garden, because you can see them coming out of the bat box at night.
Well, thank you, Paul, for answering all our questions today about bats. I really appreciate you coming along. They are beautiful, fascinating creatures, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely, yes, and they're quite rare. They're all protected, so if you see bats flying around, you're actually looking at quite a rare group of animals. And really, we've got to all work very hard to make life easy for them, to give them food, to give them places to live, so that in the future, we're going to continue to see these lovely animals flitting around our gardens at night.
Thank you very much, Paul.